Hey, this is Tom McGivern, and this is the Long Island Housing Podcast, where we give housing market information, tips, and advice to Long Island homeowners and home buyers. All right, episode 27, we're diving right in. We're going to be talking about decluttering. It's a series that I'm going to be doing of probably two or three podcasts, because I think it's an important subject for homeowners, especially now in 2020, as they try to sell. Decluttering is going to be a huge, huge help to a lot of folks. And I know that I'm trying to, reduce the stuff that I have. And, I'm actually doing videos on my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Thomas McGivern, all one word. But all one line. The thing about decluttering is stuff can just sneak up on you, right? And then before you know it, we turn around, we have like all this stuff. So in order to not have so much stuff, I figured I'd stop and talk about some of the statistics on the storage units. And it was blowing my mind how much people, as Americans anyway, how much we have in storage. And I just look these things up. So the number of storage facilities range from 45, these, I think this is from 2019, 45,000 to 60,000. The total rentable storage space is 1.7 billion square feet, billion with a B. And self-storage spaces, all right, so I don't know what this means, but self-storage space per person. I looked it up. In 2012, it was 2.1. And as of, again, I think it's 2020, actually, January, 5.4 square feet. So it doubled from 2.1, more than doubled, to 5.4 square foot per person. So that's just some general, it costs about $88 to do those. So to rent them. And then here's some other surprising statistics that I thought were pretty cool. I found them on becomingminimalist.com. There are 300,000 items in the average American home. I thought that was a lot, but when I started thinking about it, yeah, 300,000 items. That's just... Can you imagine having 300,000 items? Imagine you could just sell them for a dollar each. Right? You can guarantee selling every item in your home, right? You'd make 300 grand. Like sell like a kitchen, like the couch for a dollar, right? But then you sell everything else. I'll sell you everything in my house, 300,000 items for a dollar each, right? It's pretty crazy. But let's see, one out of the average size of the American home has nearly tripled in size over the past 50 years, right? Yes, it has. And still, one in every 10 Americans rents offsite storage, even though the size of houses have tripled. What else? Some other interesting stuff here. The average American woman owns, this is from Forbes, the average American woman owns 30 outfits. One for every day of the month. In 1930, that figure was 9. That's crazy. This is what we do in Long Island Housing Podcast. I just go and pick up random statistics and talk about them. So what's the point of these statistics? There's a whole lot more. I mean, I could keep going on and on and on. But we are talking about taking items and getting rid of them so that we can minimize our footprint and be able to, A, move when we move, if we sell, especially in 2020, Let's move with as little stuff as possible. Let's donate it and feel better about ourselves to people who may need it, right? The clothes that are sitting in your closet or in bags for your seasonal wear. Meanwhile, you only wear 20% of the items that you wear. Okay, you wear them 80% of the time. So all that, and then that's out of your 100. So 20% of what you own, you wear 80% of the time. So that other 80% that you wear 20% of the time, why not eliminate at least half of it? Donate it, right? Because people might need it. Feel better about yourself. Let's see. Americans spend more on shoes, jewelry, and watches than on higher education, whatever that means. But yeah, I don't, $100 billion. It's a lot. So we're consumers. This whole thing is about consuming. Americans spend $1.2 trillion annually on non-essential goods. In other words, items that they do not need. Okay. I saw on Pinterest, you know, things that you don't need. I just searched that. And it was like, one of the things was these Chihuahua taco shell holders, right? Can you imagine having Chihuahua taco shell holders in your house? Not in a restaurant, but in your home. It's weird. But junk like that, you know, 20 years from now, when you're moving or doing something, you're going to look at that Chihuahua taco holder and you're going to say, what was I thinking? This is, and you're just going to like do one of those like basketball chucks right into the garbage can, boom, and watch the thing shatter into a million pieces, right? Waste, things we don't need. So the average house has 300,000. Let's talk about getting rid of 75 of them, or I'm going to go through a list of 75. Now, I came up with this list with my partner, Colleen Davis. We were talking about minimalism and everything else. If you haven't watched it, I may even do a whole podcast on this. It's called, I believe it's called The Minimalists on Netflix. Great, great show. You know, I was skeptical a little bit of these two guys that do this, but man, very, very eye-opening, very cool stuff. So we made a list. Now this list is available. If you want, look me up on Facebook. All right, facebook.com/Thomas McGivern or fb.me/Thomas McGivern. I'm on Instagram, everyone else. The best way to get me is Messenger. You send me a message on Thomas McGivern on Facebook and give me your name and email, and I will send this to you, the PDF. It's not posted on like my website. And again, on there, I also do videos on different topics. I'm trying to do a video almost every single day. From now until the end of the year through all of 2020 on different topics that are going to impact your life, make things smoother for you. I always say that's what I'm doing. I try to help people who need to move. Okay. And I try to my best to make the sale process as smooth as possible so you can focus on the things that matter most. Okay. Other than the actual purchase or sale of a house. So this list, 75 things I came up with. I probably could have come up with 275, but I came up with a list of 75. I'm not going to go through them all, but these are things you probably have and don't need, right? You don't need them. So we're going to use that 80-20 rule, right? For everything. You could use it for everything. But the second thing is, the second golden rule that we came up with was, if you haven't used it in like a long time, let's say that could be 3 years, it could be 5 years, it could be forever. You don't need it, right? You can get rid of it. But let's talk about this. Some of this stuff is like obvious, right? I'm going to start in the closet, right? The closet and the drawers, some kind of drawers somewhere, your junk drawer, whatever. Mismatched socks. You don't need them. Mismatched socks. They're unnecessary unless you want to wear pairs of mismatched socks, which I see people doing now more than I did in the past. But if you're not going to wear them, get rid of them. Don't hold on to them to make them into something else. Don't say, oh, I'm going to use this as a craft, or I'm going to turn these into gloves. Chuck them. Get rid of them. Eyeglasses with the wrong prescription, right? Obvious. I'm telling you, you have a pair of eyeglasses somewhere. They're the wrong prescription, or they're broken. You don't need them. You can get rid of them, right? Accessories you never wear. Accessories, things that you put on your body. Again, the 80-20 rule. You probably wear 20%. Of your clothing 80% of the time, the same shirts, same stuff, right? Not consecutively, obviously, that would be gross. You wash them and then you know, hopefully, especially with your underwear and socks, things like that. But anyways, and your matching socks, by the way. But right, old clothing that no longer fits. Get rid of the jeans that you wore 10 years ago that you say, hey, next year, I'm going to fit into these. I'm going to go on a weight loss program. I'm going to work out and I'm going to fit into these pants that have been hanging in my closet. Or worse, every year at the end of the year, you put your seasonal clothes in a bag. And then every year you take that same garment out that doesn't fit. And then you put it in your thing and you're like, yeah, I'm going to get to that one this year, right? Get rid of it. Little things, extra buttons, broken sunglasses, anything that is broken, anything, anywhere in your house that's broken, get rid of it. Old towels and bedding that's like old, unnecessary, okay? Oh, I could use them for camping 1 year when we go, if we ever go there. No, gone. Again, some of these things you can donate. I wouldn't donate the broken sunglasses. You know, I'd probably just chuck them, you know. But old makeup, right? That's laying around. Expired coupons. Old cell phones. Now, these might seem like, well, this isn't a big deal. When I move, I can just throw this stuff in the garbage. Why would I need to? It's not really reducing my footprint, right? Well, yeah, it is. It's getting rid of the crap that when you open the drawer that you don't need, you're getting rid of it. It's cleaner. Now, when you open that drawer and you're like, wow, there's only like 8 things in there. That's amazing. I got rid of 89 things that I didn't need. Now my drawer has only 8 things in it. It's a good feeling. All right, so I'm going to jump ahead to now to the attic, right? VHS and cassette tapes. Why do you have those? You have them. I know you do. If you go in your attic, they could be in your basement, okay? Or worse, they could be on your shelf in like your living room. I mean, really? Your VHS tapes that you don't even have a VCR anymore, an old VCR, okay? You might want to keep that. Oh, I'm going to keep that for X, Y. No, get rid of it. You don't need it. You're not going to use it. Sell it if you wanted to. Then donate the money to somebody. Why do you need the money? If you have the money, you have a home, you have all these things. Just keep going through. Empty boxes, old clothes, furniture. I'm jumping ahead now to the living room. DVDs you do not watch. CDs you do not listen to. Too many framed photographs. You get photos everywhere of all sorts of folks. Don't need them. Dust-attracting knickknacks on the counter. Don't need those. You do not need a million knickknacks on your counters. We already run over new receipts, old crafting supplies. Jump to the kitchen. Oh, takeout menus, right, from like 87 places. Do you need those? You probably don't need any takeout menus. You just need a cell phone. You can Google whatever you want, and just away you go. You just look the pizza place up, get it, and rock and roll. Give them a call, order a pizza. You don't need a takeout menus. Leftovers in your refrigerator. Now, this one might be something that's so other things that, you know, expired pantry items. You don't need those. Leftovers more. We said leftovers more than 5 days old. Mismatched or warped food storage containers. Don't need them. The list just keeps going on and on. That, you know, and I always say the garage, you know, that lawnmower that's broken that you've been trying to, you know, saying, hey, I'm going to fix that like someday. Just get rid of it, right? You don't need 5 cans of WD-40 and you don't need 18 rolls of duct tape. Don't need them. Just get rid of stuff. That's just a small list. I hope that this kind of gets you thinking about the things in your life that you really don't need. And that if you did get rid of them, would help you considerably in your living area and also mentally, right? On my website, on Facebook rather, I did a video. It's the 3 things you need to know before you decide to sell in 2020, especially May, June, July, right? Right after this coronavirus, or you know, during coronavirus and then post coronavirus, right afterwards. With view, you know, virtual showings, things like that. I went over the 3 things you should really consider. It's on my Facebook page, facebook.com/Thomas McGivern. Please check that out. Thanks for listening to the Long Island Housing Podcast. I really do appreciate it. And if you get something out of this podcast, please share it with somebody else. And on my Facebook page, give it a like, send it to somebody. Want to get the word out. Our focus is getting information to folks that need it. And hopefully when they do, they can give us a call and we can help them buy, sell, and make a smooth transition when they do so. All right. My name's Tom McGivern. Thanks for listening. Be safe. Hey, can't think of a better time to keep track of your home value right now. Head over to TomandColleenSell.com. That's TomandColleenSell.com. Or check out the link tree. That's circulating all around on our Facebook and Instagram and other areas. linktr.ee/TomMcGivern and click on the Long Island Home Reports. They're great. You can check them out and it'll get emailed to you every single month or every couple of weeks, whatever you want. It's always good to know what's going on. It shows you how many homes have sold in your neighborhood. But be sure when you fill it out and go down and fill out the number of bedrooms that are in your house. Gives a little bit more accurate data, and then just click submit and it'll send you a nice report, all the photos, pictures of all the houses that are for sale and sold in your area. Thank you for listening to the Long Island Housing Podcast.